It seems that we live in a culture now where pornography is widely accepted. Even though it's still a very taboo subject, overall, especially with younger people, it's something that is part of life. There's this perspective that says that if there's two consenting adults and they choose to do pornography and there is another adult that chooses to watch pornography, then it's all fine and there's no harm done. And this isn't talking about, like, you know, the really shadowy side of pornography whenever we get into a lot of sexual distortions. This is just your straight up normal-ish pornography, right? Now, even though this makes logical sense that, okay, it should be okay if it's consenting adults watching adults and, you know, we have all of the safe-ish parameters in line, there is an added element, another layer that is not so obvious. It's not visible and it's not obvious for the logical mind, but it's an energetic component to pornography. So if you're the type of person that is interested in mastering your own sexual energy and using it to expand your consciousness, to manifest the life that you want, if you want to use your sexual energy for regeneration of your organs and cells and for manifestation and for wealth creation, then you should really pay attention to this hidden element that pornography carries. So let's start with the energetics of sexuality. That I'm going to set up a foundation to dive into the conversation. So in the energetics of sexuality, we have polar opposites, right? Like this friction of, you know, two attracting to each other and becoming one, that's what creates the sexual experience. So for that, we can understand that there is like a solar and a lunar component to it, just for the sake of understanding the natural sexual energies. The solar element is the giving element and the lunar element is the receiving element, right? So here we have that energetic polarity. And usually in healthy sexuality, we have two individuals that are, you know, become like an infinity loop, a battery of recycling and moving and transmuting all of that sexual energy. And there is, it tends to create even more energy, so much so that eventually the union, the sexual union, leads to new life. So it's a very potent energy. Now, whenever we look at, you know, the people that are in pornography, right? Like the people that choose to go into pornography, we have now an element of distortion. Why? Because I have not met, and I haven't met many, but I've met a few, but I haven't met the first person that works in pornography that has a healthy sense of self, that has no past childhood trauma or sexual trauma or developmental wounds. Okay, so my camera stopped and I don't know where it stopped. I'm gonna see what I can do with the editing, but we'll see. Okay, so I was talking about the traumatic part of a woman's life that can manifest as a desire to be in pornography. Now, I'm not, like, there's no right or wrong. I just wanted to point that out, that there's usually an element of distortion. Maybe there are certain cases where there is more of an arousal for being able to be seen, you know, in the act, but it is important to, you know, understand that all of it, like people that are in porn, that are, you know, recording it, they're not in this loop energy that I'm talking about. They are usually actors that just get together for the sake of the movie that they're making, and then they go on their separate lives. The fact that there isn't that, you know, energetic loop, it already shows that there is an energetic leakage, right? Because if they don't have that close loop between themselves, because there is all of this sexual disorder that's already open. And this is the people that are recording it. Now, what happens with the watchers of pornography, the audience of pornography? The main theme here, and where I want to like bring this conversation into, is of what's going on the astral plane level. The first time that I encountered, you know, this exploration was actually through plant medicine, because there was a lot of healing that was happening in a specific container, and I kind of got to observe the energetics behind the scene of this consciousness of pornography and what it is. And what tends to happen with individuals that are addicted to porn or are regular watchers of porn is that they start getting like astral larvae, like astral parasites in them. Why? Because if I am a man and I am releasing sexual energy and there is no lunar energy to reflect back that energy back to me and begin that energetic loop, what's happening is that when I release my sexual energy, there are beings in the astral plane that are very gene dominant that are pulling in and feeding off of that energy. So it's like having energetic parasites. This is something that I've been able to see and share and talk about with a lot of men, especially in like the energetic healing spaces, where whenever they are purifying themselves from this parasites, they're like, yeah, this comes from pornography. It's like, because I'm not giving my seed of life, my precious sacred sexual energy to a lunar being that is receiving it, alchemizing it, and giving it back to me. It's like dropping energy into a void. So what's in the void? Whenever we're talking about the energetics of it, it's the astral plane. And in the astral plane, there's this yin dominant creatures. Yin, when I say yin, it's like, I'm talking about like yin and yang. So yin dominant creatures that are just sucking in all of that sexual energy. What's happening with that? You're just getting drained energetically. So there's three things that you can do with your sexual energy, which is either suppress it, not recommended, release it, or alchemize it. Whenever you're just releasing sexual energy into the void through the stimulation of pornography without a lunar being that's there to receive, alchemize, transmute, and give you back your energy, you're depleting yourself or your most sacred sexual, like precious energy, which is the sexual energy. That is your life force. That is what keeps us alive. That is what gives us creativity and power and energy. So this energetic drainage, it's just killing yourself off. The equivalent of semen for a woman is her menstrual blood. And there is a very beautiful movement happening right now with women that are reconnecting with the sacredness and power of their menstrual blood. This is a substance that holds a lot of energy. And it's actually a very magical time of the month for women. So men need to start looking at their sexual energy in the same way, especially their seed in the same way. It's the equivalent of menstrual blood. So how many times a month does a woman bleed? Like usually once. Usually we have 13 moons a year, usually for a regular cycle. How many times are you releasing your sexual energy as a man? How many bleeds are you having per month? Because that's letting you know how much life force you are releasing. And if you don't have a committed partner that is recycling and transmuting that energy with you, you're just depleting yourself of your life force. There is a thing called king's consumption, which is back in the medieval times, it was this disease that usually kings used to get whenever they will just have way too much sex and just drain their life force and then die young. There is so much wisdom in these stories, because if you're just depleting yourself constantly of your life force, of course that's going to decrease your lifespan. Of course that's going to deplete your resources, because as within, so without. So if there's a lot of, you know, really negative things happening in your life, or things aren't working out, or there's just this lack of energy, or whatever the thing, or you're aging too fast, or your resources are getting drained, it's important to examine where is your sexual energy going. And if you are watching pornography, not only are you supporting the degradation and the perpetuation of the objectification, well, that was a lot of words, of woman, but you're depleting yourself. You're slowly killing yourself. It's like they say, like when you're constantly smoking, you're killing yourself. Constantly drinking, you're killing yourself. Well, in this case, you're also killing yourself. Not only this, but you're feeding energetic parasites that are just pulling the life force away from you. And this prevents you from actually using and alchemizing your sexual energy. That is the root and the seat of power. Sexual energy is the root and the seat of power. So make sure that, you know, keep this in mind. I'm not saying do, don't do. It's, you know, we're all adults here. We get to choose what we do with our sexual energy. But I think it's important to keep in mind what's going on behind the scenes. If you're unsure, then, you know, go explore with psychedelics and ask. Go drink plant medicine and ask her to clean and purify your sexual energy, and you'll be able to see this. Or go on YouTube and find the, you know, hundreds of testimonies from men that are, that understand the negative effects of pornography and understand the magic that happens whenever they get their sacred sexual energy cleaned up and they use it in a proper way. So that takes me to like the second point, which is the degradation of the female body. You know, pornography is catered for men. Even though women watch it as well, it's catered for men. Because it takes a very long time for a woman's body to get aroused. And it takes connection. And it takes a lot of gentleness and softness. And yes, there is an intense animal element to sexuality, but that there's an escalation. And women take a long time to heat up and a long time to cool off. So this imagery of woman as just like an animal that is like, Here, boom, let's go. That's perpetuating unhealthy sexuality in both men and women. Why? Because women are not taught these things. Like we have to learn to explore our bodies. They don't tell us what it really feels like. And there is a sense of chronic disembodiment that most women experience because it is traumatizing to be a woman in a world where, you know, your body is used. It's not safe to be in the body. So women don't even know. Right? Most women don't even know what is it that they like. What is it? What does it feel like to be truly connected in the heart and the sexual centers? So, like, we're all here on this, you know, unknown together. And I think, like, a very important piece of the evolution of consciousness is going to be the cleaning up of sexual energy. Is going to be the transformation and to take our power back from these forces that are just like, yes, watch porn, consume, do this, release, who cares? And are perpetuating the degradation of the feminine, because a society that degrades the feminine, it's a stuck society. It's like we are castrating the beings that hold the manifestation of lunar energy in a society. And they're both needed. The sun and the moon, they're both needed. This is a reality of duality. And this isn't about like the battle of the sexes. This is more about like us healing together. And I think that women are doing their part by sanctifying and connecting with the sacredness of their menstrual blood, by learning about their bodies and learning to communicate what is it that they desire and want sexually. And I think men should also do their part by cleaning up their sexual energy, taking a hold of that energetic dragon and stop throwing it into the void. Like, that is your life force. That is your seed of life. That holds part of you. Like, that's sacred. Why are you dumping it like it's nothing? So if we both do this, if both genders are able to do this, and we can bring back the sacredness into sexuality, this world will heal a lot faster. Because that is the root. That's like the beginning of a lot of distortions, a lot of traumas, a lot of disempowerment. You want your power, you want to be a powerful man, then get a hold of your sexual energy. All right. So with that, you know, you really cannot love, support, and be devoted to women if you're watching pornography. It's a hypocritical way of being. It's just one and the other. They don't go together. So at the very least, choose which side of the equation are you on. Because part of masculine energy is being able to be in this grounded, solid, firm essence, the identity of being a man. But the wobbliness, no, I support women, women's liberation and empowerment. I love women. I love the woman in my life, but I'm going to go watch pornography. There's a disconnect there. So keep that in mind. What are some of the things that you can do with your sexual energy? I mentioned them before. You can either suppress it, you can release it, or you can alchemize it. Suppression is going to lead to a lot of problems. This isn't about like, don't do anything, don't masturbate, don't have sex. No. This is about like, whenever you suppress energy in that way, there is anger that comes up. There is a lot of heat. There is probably, you know, physical issues that happen. This is just never a good idea. You know, like this Puritan energy of like, don't do anything and don't have sex and do like, that's a very unhealthy side of the other polarity. Releasing energy. Now, that's important. How? With whom? How often? Why? If you're going to be releasing your energy, do it respectfully. Like, respect yourself. Respect your life force. Respect your sacred energy. Respect your seed. If you, you know, if you don't have a very disciplined mind, your mind is going to lead you to certain places in sexuality. And that's where your sexual energy is going to lead to. So you need to make sure that you're keeping a clean, strong mind so you can direct your sexual energy wherever you wanted it to go. If you choose to, you know, be with a partner, that like that creates that battery loop of like two individuals that are moving their energies together. So that is a healthier use of sexual energy. Also, you don't want to have multiple sexual partners because you're being pulled in way too many directions, and eventually that's going to deplete you, and that's also going to create and manifest other types of problems in your life. So there is a beauty about the process of, especially for masculine energy, of like I direct my will, my force, and my sexual energy in this one direction. Not like that. The all over the place, that's feminine energy, all over the place. Your masculine energy, it's a point. It's the tip of the spear. Where is that going towards? Towards what feminine energy? Maybe it doesn't go towards a woman. Maybe you decide to transmute your sexual energy. And it means that you enter into white tantric practices that teach you this. There's Taoist Tantra, there is Buddhist Tantra, there's Hindu Tantra. There's so many different branches of Tantra that teach you how to work with this sexual energy, how to alchemize it, purify it, and then pull it up into your third eye and your crown chakra so you can begin pulling up your energy. This is the energy of mastery. This is what leads to liberation. And overall, like part of the masculine path is learning to control that sexual energy because you are the master of your own life. And that's where your seed goes. So creating that containment, that purification, and alchemizing it if that's a path you want to take. So I am very curious to hear your comments. Let me know in the comments below what you think about this. Let me know if you're triggered. And I hope this video was helpful, helping you understand some of the hidden dangers of pornography and what's really going on an energetic and astral level. So I'll see you guys next time.